After we finish here, don't go to lunch. Go to the shul. Okay, Reb Glenn's, I think there's some announcement or whatever about. Please, so go straight from here. It's very easy. We just keep going down the staircase. Two flights instead of one flight, okay? So when we're done, shul, not Hanukkah, and just get after it. Okay. Let's go.
Yeah.
I actually used to give shir up here a few, but way back, right over there, it was a terrible, terrible room. Terrible. The window, all the cold air, and we'll help you brush it. Frigid. It was primitive. If you're too cold, are you too cold?
This side of the room is hot.
I don't think it's freezing over here.
This side is hot.
That's so nice. Go ahead.
I'm gonna leave my sweatshirt on.
Okay.
Go fix the door for that window.
Yeah, fix the window.
Do you like to fix this?
I like this.
Oh, that was just my thing. Oh, wait. Says it's wind free, so you're not supposed to feel any wind.
What's that? says wind free. It
says wind free?
The wind is free.
Oh,
the wind is free.
No wind was harder than the making of this air conditioner.
I'm confused.
Okay. Use a board today. It's not so well.
The window could be.
Okay, Robert, so let's try to make a chesed, and then we'll get to some lomdas. Before you get to lomdas, you have to first have chesed. What's chesed? Chesed is when we say chesed, you know what chesed is?
Introspective thinking.
No, that's chesed nefesh. That's true, but that's chesed nefesh. That's for a human time during the day, not usually now. Cheshbon means different things. In Hebrew, cheshbon means math. Let's say like in school you do math or maths or detail. So that's how they say it. So that's cheshbon. When you talk about in learning, cheshbon means what someone says, what's the cheshbon of the Gemara? What's the calculation of the Gemara? Steps. Just the brick and mortar, concrete steps of the Gemara or Rishon, whatever it is that you're learning, that's called Cheshbon. Without getting into the longest, the more we'll call it the logical underpinnings of those, but you have to have what's the structure? That's Cheshbon. So a lot of times people run to longest, but they don't have any of the Cheshbon worked out, and then the whole, it's like building a building with a beautiful, you know, architectural design, it's beautiful, but you never went to the engineer, so he never told you if it's going to
support it.
Stand. And then comes the slightest of wind that blows it all down. We don't know that.
Wind free.
Wind-free. Samsung air conditioner, though. Yeah. Even though they made air conditioners, they made phones.
Samsung started out with like.
All that tuition money.
You know about Samsung. Is that what you're saying?
No.
You know about the
What's the etymology of the word?
Okay. You tell me. Let's do this together.
What's the Samsung? That must be that sample is not the same.
I don't have a board, so I can't visually put it out, so you're gonna have to hold cup and cup. Okay, you ready? Here we go. We have a Mishnah. We'll do it together. We have a Mishnah. The basic question of the Mishnah is the series of a ravine. In order that the husband can wake up on Yom Chamishi and go to Beis Din. That's what the Mishnah says. Is it done? Okay. That's all. No further information. Get married on Wednesday, so you can wake up Thursday and go to Beis Din. That much I think everyone has to agree to. Okay, wonderful. Don't look out the windows. We're gonna have to like
find
shades.
Need shades.
We'll speak to God.
Blankets.
We need God.
Yeah, God is good at that.
Wake up on Thursday, go to bed. Then why you wake up on Thursday, go to bed? So in Machlokes Rishonim, how to understand who we are talking about, who is the subject of our Mishnah. And we'll say it's maybe a three-way Machlokes. Okay, we have Rashi. What does Rashi say? Who are we talking about when we say the phrase Besul and Nisais Liyom Haravi? So Rashi says, sounds like everybody has to wake up, has to get married Wednesday so the husband can wake up and go to bed. For what purpose do we insist they need to get married on Wednesday? What is going to happen when they go to Bezdin?
Kol.
So we say it's going to create a kol, which could potentially lead to Edim. Edim will come and clarify that this woman, in fact, was Niv'eles B'Isser. She had relations after Kiddushin, which again happened a year ago, right? After Kiddushin, thus rendering her forbidden to her husband, her new husband, but she's forbidden, and we have thus saved him from eternal damnation. Val. So that's Rashi. Comes Taisvis, and comes Rabbi Nutam, and he says, can't be. That can't be. It's not so. First issue is, before the can't be, let's get to the punchline. Who are we talking about in the Mishnah according to Rabbi Nutam? Oh, we're talking about Ishus Karyeh and Chusa Masholashon, which is only the Chad Sveika group. One suffix. If we're talking about Sven Sveika, then says Taisus, there's no point in getting married on Wednesday with the Sveika category. Why not?
Because they're not going to take it.
Why not? Why is there no point, logical reason to get married on Wednesday?
Because
it's not going to help, Rabbi Yisrael. It's pointless. You're going to go to Bezdin, and Bezdin's going to say Sveik Sveika, it's mother. So it's pointless. And therefore, who are we talking about, at least primarily? The Chad Sveika group. Who's the Chad Sveika group? Eishes Koyeg, which has the suffix of Tachtov, not Tachtov, or who has the suffix of Onus and Ratz. There it makes sense to get married on Wednesday and go to Bezdin on Thursday. Why?
Because you can do something about it.
Because there's actually something can happen. You can make her usher to you. Otherwise, it's pointless. That's how he reads the Mishnah. Now, that's not fully true. Tosis, in our Tosis, says our Mishnah is not only talking about the two cases of Ishus Kohen plus Lashon Hashanah. You know that. What does Tosis do? Do we limit it to those cases? No. Tosis says is then a low plug. There's a second step, low plug. So he agrees that we're talking, seemingly agreeing with Rashi, that we're talking about all women. All women! Which is the simple reading of the Mishnah we pointed out. The Sulamisis Yomaravi. But logically, really, the Takana was made for whom? Only those two categories of Ishus Kohen plus Lashon Hashanah. And then it was simply a low plug, which again means it's not logical. Low plug means we apply it across the board even when it's not logical. There's no reason for a regular non-Kohen situation to get married on Wednesday. But we still tell them to get married on Wednesday. But essentially there's no point. Because if they wake up on Thursday and run to Bezdin, nothing's going to happen. Good? Good. Third Shita is the way that the Ritva brings these Rashi and Taisus down. So the Lachar 2, or 3 or 4, he brings a Yesh Omrim within Rashi. I'm not sure exactly how to categorize this, but we'll call it a Yesh Omrim within Rashi. Now, who are we talking about? Who is the Sula Nisayis the Maravi? According to Yish Omrim of the Ritva in Rashi.
Shalom Moshe.
I'm missing a critical word, because that could work with Rashi. I would say, only Shar Noshe. Only the Takana was made Lo Haisa Elo Be'osam Shutzarach Le'ed. It is exclusively made for a Shar Noshe situation, not Aishas going, and not Chuzon Hashol Hashon. Why is that? Why is it exclusively those? Jocelyn.
Because
I like that no look to Siegel.
Yeah, he totally got it.
Well, why can't it be?
Because there was Dasha. Because according to Rashi, the Takana came out because Shemim Bar Aiden, because we need to bring Aiden to take the Bezin. These two women, they're Asra Al Atzmon. So
they're Asra Al Atzmon. Something Ritva is a big Kiddush here. The Ritva says what it says over in Pesach Pesuch. But Sasi, Neman Lo Asra Al Avdaftes. What does that mean? They need that also without Bezdin. Yeah, they don't need Bezdin at all. Three cents. Okay. Wasura alatzma be'ein tzorich Bezdin. Okay. I didn't learn Rashi that way. I thought it was also Sharon Hashim, not only Sharon Hashim. Are you with me? Yeah. Only Sharon Hashim. That's Kiddush in, so that's variation of Rashi. Then comes Rabbeinu Tam within the Ritva. Also different than Rabbeinu Tam that we have on the page. What's Rabbeinu Tam in the Ritva? Rabbeinu Tam in the Ritva. How is it different than our Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbi Yisrael?
Shalom Hashem, don't even need to get married on Wednesday. Mm-hmm.
Rabbeinu Tam, Pirish, very good. He says that our Mishnah is only, again, only what? Chatzveika category. Only Chatzveika. The Ilu. The Ocean Shetzvich and Aiden mills the Lo Shchiachu Shiavo Aiden. Kadabini Begitin. What is he saying? The Takana, once again, the Ritva is going very extreme within the Shitas.
But it was only for these two groups.
It is only for these two groups. But not for Shar Noshim. Only for the Chad Sveika group, Eishes Kayin and Chuz Lash Hashem. Not for a regular generic woman. Why? Because, and here he does something very interesting. Rashi Harei answered Taisus Kasha. Rashi gave us a rationale for Shar Noshim. What's the rationale for Shar Noshim? What is the rationale for Shar Noshim?
Kol.
Aiden. Zark the Ritva within Rabbeinu Tam. Interestingly, we have this at the end of our Taisus, this Gemara Gittin. The Ritva is using it in a different way than it seems to be in our Taisus. Sounds like, unless you say this was placed, but it can't be in Cheshvan. He's saying that the Gemara in Gittin shows us one thing. What do we see in Gittin?
He interrupted your name.
No, don't be nice.
No. Since it's not common for Eden to go forward, right?
Then what?
Then.
Not Shkiach! Gittin! What's not Shkiach? Not Eden not to come forward. That's
Zona.
Snook, right? It's not going to be common that what? And therefore what? What's the punchline? We're not going to have a takon. We're not going to have a takon. Chazal don't make takonas for a vite case. You know what vite means? Far out. Vite, it's a vite. Come on. It's not going to be Znus. Znus might be Shkiach. Just look around. Znus is very Shkiach. Znus be'edim. Well, today that's also Shkiach. But back then, Znus be'edim was not so Shkiach. Yeah? Yeah. You can see who's holding by if they smile at the jokes or not. If they're not, they're just like in a different place. So what do we see? Two extreme shitas in the Ritva. Rashi, so it's like three and third, fourth shita. Rashi is only Shar Noshim. Exclusive, and Rabbeinu Tam is Pufaker. It's not Shar Noshim, it's only these two. only these two. So those will be different shitas. And we have, I don't know how you want to count it.
So does that mean those two are common?
Three, well, how do we learn Rashi? Yeah, let's say there's four shitas then. No, we could get four shitas out of this. Let's review that. Four shitas, how to read our Mishnah when it says Besu and Nisus Yom Harvi. Who are we talking about? Number one, I would say Rashi Kipshuta. I thought it's everybody. All women. Why? If it's following, if it's Ashes Kohen, it puts Mashom Shem, why them? Why them? Why should they get married on Wednesday? Because he'll come into Bezin and he'll say, Pesmos, he'll say, be Neman in Bezin. I'm not going to the roof right now. Or Shar Nashim, why are they going to come? Why is Hashem going to come to Bezin? Kol. That's Rashi. Tosfos says, we have Rabbi Nutam. Our Rabbi Nutam and Tosfos says what? Who's the Sulu Nisus Yom Harvi? Who? Be careful. Who? Who? Tosfos on the page. Tosfos on the page. Tosfos on the page. Sulu Nisus Yom Harvi. Who are we talking about?
Everyone.
Tosfos on the page. Rabbi Nutam on the page.
Everyone.
Good. But why? But so, well, you have to always the first step. You guys always run the for Asia's coin and because we can actually ask for them in Bezdin. And then we extend it. We'll put everyone else. Sheet number three. Rashi, the Yesh Omrim of the Ritva in Rashi, says, who are we talking about in this? Who's the Sulani Sima Ravim?
Only
Shar Nashim. Only Sharnashim, because no one else even needs to come to Bezdin. In the Asia's coin, you don't need to go to Bezdin. So who's the only one who's going to come to Bezdin? Sharnashim. Again, why? Kol. Yeah? And the fourth shita would be Rabbeinu Tam, again, Lefi the Ritva. Very exclusive. Saying, who's the mission talking about?
Only
Asia's coin. And who's about to shun him? Because they're the only ones that what? That Chazal would make a takana for. But Shar Nashim, what are you going to say? There's going to be a kol? And what's going to happen? You're going to find Aiden Duznus?
Nah.
Come on, Chazal is going to make a takana for such a unlikely eventuality that you're going to have this nus when there was Aiden watching this nus, that they could come in. And also that's not going to happen. So today, which means Basul Nisus means who? Only Ishus Kredos Mashal Shon. That's a very big Kiddush.
According to Rashi in the Ritz, sense of him, so she doesn't need the only basis. I mean, if you get married any day of the week.
L'chayra.
And Sam with
the opposite. If you're not going to low plug it, then you can get married any day of the week, right?
Except the opposite with the remaining time.
It's a different category, right? That's according to the Ritz, correct? What's shver with this group of the exclusives? L'chora gam Rashi, but worse on Rabbeinu Tam. What's very shver, l'chora?
Well, the Mishnah doesn't specify it.
And more than that, if you pursue in this Yom Harvi, sounds general. And according to Tosis, it's all according to Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Ritva, it's only two categories. That's what the Ritva himself asks. Vain payers said nothing. He rejects this payer. He rejects it. Came to King of Besula, stop! Kol Besula Benash. Besula sounds like everybody. It doesn't sound like a very exclusive category. Besu, Eicha Avdu Rabban Takanta Mishum Eich, and he's saying they would make a Takana for such a Niuta, the Niuta? Elevada Anoch Nekana Lekulu. What do we have? So L'chor Jastam, Cheshvin, I think we came up with Taisus and the Ritva within Rashi and Taisus, but it's a little different than we have it. So we came out with four different ways of reading the Mishnah. Gevalt. Okay. Now, let's just take a step back. Let's leave all four out momentarily. Start Rashi and Taisus. Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. So again, Rashi is learning that there's going to be Shar Nashim, there's going to be a Kol, and Eidim are going to come. That answer, if you remember the structure of our Taisus, that answered Taisus' Kasha. What was Taisus' first Kasha? The first four testament days. What's this first kasha? What's this takano all about? What's it going to help? It's going to be a sex faker, even if they come to Bezdin. Rashi answered that question. What's it going to help? How may it's a sex faker by saying what? Kol. How did Rabbi Yotam answer? He said, well, but again, you guys, before I need to find the case of Ashes Kabbalah Bashal. So, why do I need to have that case? Because I need to primarily find a use for Bezdin. Why am I going to Bezdin? Oh, Ashes Kabbalah Bashal. There, Chad Sfeika Bezdin is going to ask her. Okay, then I can use low plug as, but again, that's the core. So, again, Rashi says I can find the, even in a Sfek Sfeika case, even in a Sfek Sfeika case, Rabbi Yisai says, Rashi, go to bed. Taisvis Rabbi Tam says no. Fundamentally, logically, when are you going to go to bed? Then only? Only in a one suffix case. Again, there'll be a low plug according to our Taisvis, but logically, it makes sense to go to bed then only for the Chad Sfeika case, not the Sfek Sfeika case. So again, Rashi, go to bed then, even Sfek Sfeika. Taisvis, only go to bed then. Chad Sfeika. Yeah? That lechor, that's what the Dushi does. Here is where you want to then dig that one more step deeper and say, what's going on here in the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbein Tam? Rabbein Tam had a kasha. Why are they showing Rabbein Bezdin? Hare it's a Sfek Sfeika. Rabbein Tam felt the only way to answer that question was to say what? Again, Chad Sfeika. Chad Sfeika. Unwilling to hear the possibility of going to Bezdin in a sex faker case. Rashi says, no, I can come up with a reason to go to Bezdin in a sex faker, which again is what? Why go to Bezdin? Call an agent. Call an agent. What are you going to ask yourself now when you go to the sex faker?
Well, I wonder if Tom wanted this.
Why? What's the this machlok is all about? I understand the machlok is. But why is Rabbi Tom not going? Rashi is a very compelling rational explanation why it would make sense to make a takana to go to Bezdin even in this sex faker case. Yes, Shema, where's his Lashon Rashi? He's Barer Adomar, right? And Rabbeinu Tam clearly is not willing to do that, and he has to almost put himself in the corner and say, no, we're only talking fundamentally about very limited case, Miyuta Din Yuta, Lashon Ritzo, which is what? Is Ashes Kabbalah Bashal Shalom? Again, I'm going to little plug it to get myself out of the corner. But logically, going to Bezdin according to Rabbeinu Tam only makes sense in this case. Well, according to Rashi, go to Bezdin in Sfek Sfeika cases. What is the Yesod HaMachlokes? Again, now we're going to the logical underpinnings. Like I said, until now we need the Cheshvan, we build the building. What are they arguing about? Why? What's going on? Why is Taisus not going with Rashi? Yeah.
Whether or not Sfek Sfeika.
Noyam.
Whether or not Sfek Sfeika is actually mutter.
Noyam Shabbos. What?
Whether or not Sfek Sfeika is actually mutter in every case.
What do you mean?
Meaning, if
you're suggesting to me that Sfek Sfeika is not mutter?
Isn't that what the?
Doesn't the Gemara say on Testament Aleph that we saw that if we have a sex fake, it's mutter.
Kula.
Yeah, it's mutter. Mm-hmm. Rashi can't disagree without that, right? We saw that, no? Sex fake. Right? We said, he says, Pesach was from Watsasi, never knows about my. Everything more about my. Sex fake. The Gemara accepts it. The Gemara just puts it into a Chatzavi case. If it's a sex fake, what's it then?
Mutter.
So how can Rashi disagree with that? And you see Rashi's not disagreeing with that, because what does Rashi say? What does Rashi say by us in that base? Why are you going to Bez? Not to Aser. Yizbar. Maybe there'll be some other information will come to light, which will in fact, but from this Sfek Sfeika, she's totally. Yeah, what is Haina Siegel?
I mean, just how concerned we are with going to Bez and all and in the case of Sfek Sfeika.
What is the meaning concerned?
How much does it matter?
Is it enough of a possibility that you're gonna say just
matter? What do you mean? How much does it matter?
What does that mean?
The Ramah. Right. Tanya is saying you have a sex faker finished, right? That's essentially what Tosfos is saying. Sex faith, you're done. Rashi's saying, no. Maybe it will come. Oh. Shayet. Yo?
Is it whether the Edom actually have the ability to like get rid of a sex faith God?
Well, if Edom come and they say she was Nizam, then
no
it's just so it's weird. Over. Yeah. It's all she wrote. No?
So weird.
I mean, I think
the problem
that the Rabbeinu Tam will probably have with it is that you're going out of your way that we already have a ruling that the woman is mutter.
You're going out of your way
to try and meet someone.
Good. Comes Vez over here.
Vez.
Melech. What, very interesting. He says, Taisus says, what do you mean? I don't understand. The Gemara Daf Tes says, Svek Sveika. It's mutter. Right, that was the whole kash of the Gemara. If it's a sex faker, he's not a member of the Osral, he's Munter. So Frank Vez over here, I understand too. What are we doing? We're looking for trouble. I understand. Is it Munter or not Munter? Sounds like your parents when you come home with a phone. Is it Munter? What are you looking for trouble? Is it Munter or not Munter? Did the rabbi say it's okay? The rabbi said it's okay. Why am I looking for trouble? Sex faker. Sex faker's Munter. That's a psak. Game over. What's Rashi talking about? I'm going to put out a call, and Edom will come. What am I looking for? Looking for a surin? I'm looking to break up this marriage. The halacha is, again, it's not ignorance. This is the halacha. Halacha is, Svek Sveika's mother. I have a Svek Sveika? I have a Svek Sveika. Gevaldik. So it says, Vez, now, okay, so you're explaining who? Tosfos. Comes Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, Rabbeinu Tam doesn't say any of this. This is all being assumed by Rabbeinu Tam. Why is Rabbeinu Tam not willing to answer his own question the way that Rashi answers it? And say, maybe Edom will come. Zabbeinu Tam, what do you mean? Rabbeinu Tam is posher. Of course. I have a psak. It's winter. Zel, Chazal aren't going to make a takana that you should get married on Wednesday. So they come into Bezer on Thursday, so they eat. Everything is good. Even if he sleeps over there on his Pesach Masuk Matzah, he eats mutter. There's no Isser. Oh, so what about Rashi? That puts Rashi in a corner. Does everyone understand the Taisa's logic? What's Rashi's logic? Rashi sounds like no.
Rashi has to tell us the majority of cases.
Right. Where do you get that?
It's worth it.
The majority of kids watch it. Is that it?
It's worth it just in case they're going to live a life of Esau.
Oh, so Rashi says, no, we want to be Shemiz Barer Adova. We want to clarify matters. How is Rashi? So, in a nutshell, what are Rashi and Tosfos, what do they seem to be arguing about? What are they arguing about? In a very concretized, distilled, concise.
Can you solve sex faker?
Can I solve? I don't like the word can.
Will you?
I like the rest of the phrase.
It's not necessary if you want to try.
Is it necessary? Do I need to?
Based on my new positive.
What is solving? Solve is a little interesting. Let's rephrase.
Clarify.
Solve. Clarify is a good word. Do I need to be mivarer a svek sveker? Comes along the chasam sofer. Right here. With a one-liner. He says, you can look at it now, it's on your sheet. I'll give it back in a minute. Nireh, the pluk does Rashi with Tosfos. It would seem. What's pluk? The machloikas Rashi and Tosfos. What's it all about? What's the logical underpinnings of this machloikas? Isvek sveika she'efshar levarer sharia olo. The Rashi tzarach lejor levarer. Rabbi Natamin Tsarachi Plutus Kadmoini.
Phrase it slightly different. What does it say?
If I had a sex figure, if I had a doubt, a double doubt even, but I could clarify, I could investigate. Mutter or not mutter? Do I need to investigate? Or can I remain in my doubt mode? I have a sex fake, but I could clarify.
Rashi
says, I need to clarify. Rabbi Yonatan says, no, I have a sex fake. I can remain in sex fake. I have no obligation to clarify. And then Chassam Sofer ends that line by saying, the who plucked us, kadmoinim. That is an ancient argument. What's kadmoinim? Kadmo. Kodesh. Yeah. Ancient. This is an old machlokes. Chassam Sofer was an Achron, right? He lived in Hungary. When he says kadmonim, who was he referring to? Rishonim. Okay? Plugtas a kadmonim. What's he talking about? What he's talking about is the thing before that here on your sheet. It's in Shulchan Aruch. It goes back before Shulchan Aruch. It goes to the Rishonim. I'm just bringing these in Shulchan Aruch. Who quotes Rishonim? This is found, Rabbi, so you'll notice in your day, Ilvas Ta'aroivitz. What's Ta'aroivitz? When you guys all become rabbis, in Smicha, you're going to learn Ta'aroivitz. What's Ta'aroivitz mean?
Mixtures.
Forbidden mixtures. Basakul. The different Ta'aroivitz, different types of Easter and Heter, mixed together. Nothing to do with Ksubis. Nothing. This case in Shulchan Aruch is Suffolk Trefushness Arev Bacheris. What if you have a chicken? That's a Suffolk Trefa. You know what a Trefa is? What's a Trefa? You all nodded and no one said it. It has some kind of a flaw. It's a hole and it's long, let's say. That's a full Trefa. What's a Suffolk Trefa? You're not sure. You have reason to suspect, but you don't know. That chicken now gets mixed up in other chickens. Oh. Now you have a problem. So the Shulchan Aruch said they're all awesome. Unless there's enough in the mutter chickens to have bittul. Okay. We're not becoming rabbis now, so we don't have to get into the problem with the bittul. That's the context. The Ramah argues on the Shulchan Aruch. He says, no, they're not all us. Why are they not all us? Okay, what's my case? Chicken. Over here's the chicken. Suffolk trefa. Now it gets mixed in to more. So now any bird that I pick up from this group is what?
Suffolk
chicken. Well, it's not a Suffolk chicken. It's a chicken. Suffolk what?
Trefa.
Is it one Suffolk or two Suffolks?
Who knows?
Because I don't know, number one, if it is that said chicken, and even that said chicken, I don't know if it's actually a trefa. The Mechaber rejects that. We're not getting to that right now. Says the Ramah, he gives an example, three lines from the end. O Shemcheskes v'nishbar o nishmat gapo. He has a case here where it broke its wing. You don't know if the wing, the concern is if it broke, then that can puncture the lung, okay? So you don't know if that happened when it was alive or after it had, this is no gatch, halacha l'maase. If you find a broken, if you open up your package of chicken and there's a broken bone, so the question is, did that break happen when it was alive? In which case that might have caused a trefa, or maybe it's after then, we don't care. Says the Mechaber, he says we can have a sex fake. What's the sex fake? Look at the example he gives you. He says, I don't know when it broke, if it broke alive or dead, and even if it broke when it was alive, maybe that broken wing did not nukva hareya, didn't puncture the lung. Says the Ramah, Yishla hatir mikoach sex fake. There's a sex fake in action. Sex fake. Ava bishish levar al yidei b'dikas areya. Ein loch. Says the Rama, wait a second, I could just open up my chicken, hurry it dead, I can cut it open and look at the lungs. Let's see. Is there a hole or not? What? He says, Inloch. You don't need to. Sfek Sfeka. Suffolk, whether it broke alive or after it was shafted, even if it broke when it was alive, maybe it never punctured the lung. Mutter comes along the Shach. Shach is one of the main Perushim on Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeya. Sivsei Kayin. And he says, Achena Rashba Bechidusha. He quotes the Rashba in Eilu Treifis. That's the Gimel. Kosav. Afilu eichadika sex fake tzarach ledika yichadika homivar I need the deep. Says the Rashba, nope. If you can clarify, if you can be mevarer, even if you have a sex fake on your hands, you need to be mevarer. Heichadika homivar al yidei bedika. You have to clarify. So now we can understand the Chassam Sofer. So line it up for me, Rabbi Yosef. Who holds like whom? The Rambam, who's quoting Rishonim. And who says what? Was there Rabbeinu Tam? And it comes out very Gishma. Because it's not here, but Rabbeinu Tam actually holds that way that the Rambam is quoting. He's Rabbeinu Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam, who she does, holds what?
You don't have to be the father.
I'm a sex faker. Like, so what you said? Mutter! You want me to make a call? You want me to start clarifying? I don't have to clarify anything.
No.
Just like my chicken here. Could I be the father? I could. Do I have to? No! Sex faker. Rashi's learning like the Rashba. The Rashi's like the Rashba. That what? Just like with your chicken, if you can clarify, you must clarify. So to here, you must be mevar. As they zokt the Chassam Sofer in that one line of the Chassam Sofer, that is what he is saying. Fundamental machloket. This Rashi Taisis here on our Mishnah reflects a fundamental yisodistika machloket in all of halacha. If I have a sex fake, but I could clarify, do I have to or not? That's the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. That's the logical, that's the lumbus behind their opinion over here. Okay. Let's take it even one more step. We'll make it a little fancier, and then we're going to see if we can make it less fancy. Okay, machleg is whether you have to clarify sfek sfeika or not, if you could. What do you ask yourself now, as you're progressing this? What do you ask yourself now? What should you be asking yourself? Again, we lined up the shitas, right? Rabbi Tam, you don't have to clarify Rashi, you do have to clarify. No. What question you ask?
Why is there a difference?
I don't mean why. What do you mean by why?
How do they each get to their own separate?
Okay, so in other words, what is this machlokas now based on? What logic explains this logic? We have machlokas whether you have to clarify a sfek sfeika, whether a sfek sfeika that you could clarify is mutter or not mutter. What's that based on? Why? Here, I'll use your why would I learn like Rashi and say clarify? Why would I learn like Rabbi Nutan? Why is logically and say you don't have to clarify? What would push me in one of those two directions? It's just some kind of, oh, it's just two opinions. What's it based on? Why say clarify, why say not clarify? I want to detach it from the Mishnah now, because we've already explained how we read the Mishnah, but I'm looking for a logical underpinning here. We explain how each one reads the Mishnah. We explain that it's based on whether I have to clarify, but the question is, but why is there that machlok? What's that machlok is based on? What would tell me clarify, what would tell me not clarify? So here, Rabbi Yisrael, we step into a world famous world, of Svek Sveka, which we're just gonna take a dip in the pool, but we're not gonna get not super into the deep end. Svek Sveka is mutter, Gemara Daf Tes. We saw it. Svek Sveka is mutter. Why? Why?
So like.
So it says Vez, probabilities. Yeah, do the math. 25%. Very good. Probability. Suffing number one, and we'll call it 50-50. Then on that 50-50, within 150, you've got
another
50-50 within 150. So you get 75-25. Simple mathematics. Simple mathematics. Every sexfeika is 75-25. Mutter, in this case. Right? 75-25, then she's mutter. Because suffering whether she had beer when she was married or not, and even if she had beer, but maybe it was honest, which would invite to be mutter. So 75% chance, mutter, rove, shalom al Yisrael. Good. Can anyone think of another pshat? That is a pshat. That somebody shown him say, is pshat and sex fake. Rove. Essentially rove. But before you come up with another shot, let's go a different path. If I were to go with your probability understanding of concept of sixth, what would you tell me about Efshar Liv Rure? Think for a second. What would you think about our case right now where I could clarify? Should I or should I not? Is it Rashi? Or is it Rabbi Nita? Think for a moment. Which side would that fit the rove understanding of Svek Sveka? Clarify or not clarify? Why do you say that?
The highest probability you can get the better.
Since we're talking about probability,
if you can clarify, I'll get 100%.
I can get full clarification. Svek Sveka, all that it does is it gives me chances are that X is true. That's the probability. But here I can clarify. So why am I relying on the Svek Sveka to clarify? Or how did the Svek Sveka clarify? It told me 75% chance. But here I can go open up the chicken and see, oh, his lungs get punctured or not. Here I could have Adam come in and say, yeah, there was nus, tachtov. You with me? If we're in the realm of probability, of clarifying the facts, says Rashi, what are you going with this? You can't go on a sex fake up. Clarify, be mevarer. If you have no other way of being mevarer, fine. We use the birur. Birur means a clarification. If I have no other way of clarifying, I'll clarify via sex fake. Clearly, Tosis is not learning that way. Because what does Tosis say? No, I have my sex fake, right? Remember the Ramah? I'm good. I'm good. So clearly, Rabbi said we have to reconceive of sex fake. Sex fake can't be simple math. Simple probability clarification of the facts. Nope. What is it? Can anyone think, if we creative, what would be another conceive of sex fake in a different way? Not 75-25. I don't want to roll, that's more like the first shot. Go bittel, don't bring in bittel, Rabbi. Don't do bittel then.
Changes the whole status of it.
Halachic status. Sounds much better. Yes, that's good. I like that. I like that. I like that word halacha. What do you mean by that? If I have a sex fake, there's no iser. There's no halachic. I'm not clarifying. Listen to the words I'm saying. I'm not being mevarer via a sex fake. I'm not clarifying. Sex fake changes the din. and it tells me there is no Isser here. If there is no Isser here, Rabbi said, then what?
It's a 100-0.
Then, do I have to clarify anything? If I can, I can. I could clarify. Do I have to? No, why not? Because legally, halachically, there's nothing to talk about here. It's head. Now, you have to explain yourself, though. What do you mean that halachically?
How is it halachically?
How is it that halachically the Isser has disappeared? Could go two ways here, famously in the Achronim. Two ways to go. I'm going to say it quickly. This is a lot of Achronim Shetayra, but we're going to say it quickly. It's in the Chazon Echezko. I'll tell you in a minute where to look for this when you do Chazar. Way number one. Way number one. I have a suffix. The suffix. So we know there's deen in the Torah about suffix. I'm thinking about the Chumrah. What if I have a double suffix? Sexfika. Says this understanding of sex faker. If my suffix, listen to what I'm saying carefully. If my suffix, these are my words, if my suffix is in doubt, then I have no suffix. If my suffix itself is in doubt, I have no suffix. If I have no suffix, what's that halacha? Mutter. The only reason I was saying she's usher, or the chicken's usher, or whatever it is what? Suffik treifa, suffik znus. There's no suffik, Rabbi said. There's no suffik. Why is there no suffik? Because a suffik, which itself is in doubt, doesn't exist. Sex thing is not probability. It's not 75-25. It's zero. Correct. It's zero. There is no suffik. Why is there no suffik? Because your very suffik is suffik itself. So I have no suffik. That's not called a suffik. Sex fake is not a suffix. If I have no suffix, then what? There's nothing left to clarify. It's heter. It's halachic. So don't talk to me about clarifying mitzvahs, clarifying the reality. Legally, it's game over. That's way number one. Way number two. This is a fancy way. Fancy forward. Maybe we'll see this later on. A woman who has one suffix. What's the din? You know from Daf Tes. She's Aser. Why is she Aser? Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. She perhaps had bia when she was married. Aser. Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra. Are you all aware of that rule, suffix d'oraisa l'chumra?
Yeah.
Can you tell me where does it say in the Bible suffix d'oraisa l'chumra? Does it say it? Do you guys know the Bible?
I don't say.
Do you guys know the Bible?
The
Old Testament. We're Jewish. We try to be Jewish here occasionally. It doesn't say anywhere, at least explicitly, in the Torah, l'chora, something derives l'chumra. This is a machlokes. There are some Rishonim who hold, and don't get confused by this phrase. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra is the Rabbanan. Say that again. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra is the Rabbanan. What does that mean? Hold on a second. Are you seeing that at lightning speed? Who told me that suffik d'oraisa l'chumra? The Rabbanan said that as a rule. The Rabbanan said that. So, says one mahalach, very good. Watch what happens. Suffik tachtav suffik, ain't tachtav. Aser. Why? That's what the Rabbanan said. Yeah, but even if it was tachtav, maybe it was honest. What's that second suffix?
Suffix derabbanan.
Suffix derabbanan. What's the halacha? Lakula. Oh, you like that move. Everyone likes this chat. First move is Safek Dar Raya. On his first Safek, we go Luchumra. But since that move itself was a Dirabanan move, if I have a Safek about that move, now I go Luchula. Once again, that's in Sammy's chat of Halacha. This has in common with the Pshat I just said before. They're halachic. They're not mitzias. I'm not probability. I'm not caught. If it's halachic, if it's, then what? It's 100% mutra. I have no obligation to proceed and clarify. Hold on a second. Give me a couple more minutes. You'll look on that point. You'll see when you do chazara. I quoted you. This is the Chazon Yecheskel, the Hedesh of Tosefta by Rabbi Yecheskel Abramsky. A recent vintage, actually was a dying in easier, he was from Eastern Europe, he was a dying in London for many, many years. Well, he died 40 whatever years ago, but he wrote a commentary on the Tosefta, which he just happens to bring down this, what I just spoke out in a very concise way. Do that tonight. I want to throw a little cold water on all the lungus. So again, what we've done now is we built our building. We have four Shittas of Rishonim, two primary Shittas, Rashi and Taisa in the Mishnah, and we explained their underpinnings of their machlokas was whether a spek sfeika, the ikul of Rure, do you need to clarify it or not? Rashi, yes. Taisa, no. And then we went a step further, and we said, what's the longness of that question, whether I have to clarify when I have the spek sfeika? And we gave three possible understandings of Svek Sveika, two of which would say no need to clarify, one would say there is a need to clarify. But is all of this, does it work? Does it work? Does it work? I'm going to put a few dents in the shiny car that we just rolled off the truck here. Number one, the Chacham Sofer is a very, very big chiddush. The Chassam Sofer says, what's Pshat and Rashi, Rabbi Yisrael? Svek Sveika d'Ikul Evrurei. Remember, like our chicken, you can check, you have to check it out. Is that a good comparison to our case? Is that a good comparison, Rabbi Yisrael?
You can't check
the chicken and our case.
You can't check our case.
Are you
fine? Rashi says, call it. Aiden. Is that the same?
Well, the same chicken.
Why? How?
With this one you can check, I don't know, you can
yeah.
Check
Vaday. And here?
Aiden had to be here at the time. You can't do it after the fast.
Why don't get Aiden?
Very good. Say the same, very good. Whoa, slow down, sounds over. Number one, that there's a sheet which says that a sex figure that you can clarify, you need to clarify, that's kol ode that I can clarify. So with certain things, open up the chicken and look at the lungs. Will they get a hold or not get a hold? Don't rely on sex fake if you can clarify. But here, Sam's pointing out, well, what are we doing here? We're demanding, we're making a takkani d'rabbanan. That he go to Bezdin on Thursday. Why? To clarify? Maybe it's going to make a call. And what's the word in Rashi? Shema? Doesn't it say Shema there? Shema, yeah. Shema Yavo. Maybe even the Chassam Sofer is making a big leap here. He's saying that if you can clarify, then what? You need to try, even if it's only a possibility of clarifying. Do you hear how that's a jump? That's one chiddush. To extend the chovah to clarify to that is a chiddush. That's point number one. Let me jump to Tosfos' side of the equation. Taisus, there's 2 points in Taisus. Taisus, yeah. Here you're gonna see if you can, this is, you know, I'll give you one of them, we'll see if you can hold a couple over here. What do we say in Taisus? Yeah, we have to go down. We have to go for the, what? Oh, he's here?
Don't. I don't want to disturb, but everybody waiting on you guys.
It's 12:45. 12:45 is Seder as Shir ends. Okay, 2 minutes. Give me 1 minute. 2 minutes. That's on the schedule. Yeah, on the sketch. We're coming down. Watch this move, Rabbi Yisrael. There's a big problem. According to the Chassam Sofer, this lumbus. According to Rashi, what's the rule? If you can clarify, you have to clarify. You can't rely on a spek sfeika. Remember Tysus' second answer within Rashi? Tysus asked the Gemara, I'm going to say this quickly because you have the whole cup. Tysus asked the Kashan Tezimid Beis. He said Rashi's Shver. Doesn't fit with Tezimid Beis. We spent a long time on it. What was his second answer? What was Tysus' second answer? He says that Rashi would not have made a Takana. Rashi would not, according to Rashi, we would not have made a Takana for Shar Nashim. Unless what happened first? Unless what do we have first? Remember what Tysus? Unless we have the first takana very good for Ashes Cohen. But if we didn't have that takana, Chazal would never have been attacking the takana for Shar Nashim. Why not? It's a sex figure equilibrium. It's a sex figure equilibrium. Can I clarify it?
Equilibrium.
Don't I have to? Don't I have to? Don't I have to do it if I can? So how could Tysus write within Rashi? Within Rashi! What does he say? If I would have had that initial takana, I never would have made the takana to be mevayer. Really? Really? I thought you have to clarify all sex figures. I think I lost the oil with that move.
Maybe you have to clarify one concept first.
Yeah, but not sex figures. Okay, everybody, side. I don't want to get in trouble on my third day. Downstairs. We're coming.
Can we bring our stuff?
Shul. Take yourself with you and then go put it in afterwards. You'll put it in the next letter. The shop is right where inside.
The shop is right where you can shop.
What does that mean?